Come on.
Welcome to Life Blood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Dr. Nayan Patel. Dr. Patel, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Dr. Nayan is a CEO. He is a pharmacist and the author of The Glutathione Revolution. Dr. Patel, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. So, when you talk about personal life, you always ask about what do you do. It's always going to be as, oh, I'm a pharmacist, but more importantly, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a son. And what we do every single day is try to make a difference in everybody's life. That means in my personal life, which is where I start from, and then my immediate family life, and then, of course, in my patients' lives at all possible. And we do that by making sure that we have medications or treatments available to help them.
Well, I appreciate that. Did you always know that you were going to be a pharmacist?
No, I did not. I did not. I started with electrical engineering in electronics. And of course, my goal was to go where Elon Musk is going right now, is in the space someplace, something away from the earth. But I figured out that, you know what, I needed to help the people here first, I guess.
Before I go and help the other beings living in our solar system, I must first help my fellow earthlings. I appreciate that. Is there crossover between electrical engineering and what you're doing now?
No, it's not. It is not. And even though my passion was physics and math, my next best passion was chemistry, and especially organic chemistry. It's all critical thinking, and it's not straightforward answers. Physics and math is kind of a little bit straightforward. It still requires some critical thinking. But chemistry drawn to me in my second year in undergrad, and the professor over there kind of told me that, you know, you might be a great researcher for my team. Would you like to join my team? I says, well, if that's the case, I can pursue that career. So that I changed my career midterm instead.
Well, life is a funny thing. So I'm 100% sure I never took organic chemistry. And so therefore I'm not that I'm surprised, but somewhat surprised to hear that there's critical thinking involved in everything. But tell me more about how you use critical thinking using organic chemistry, and then how you came to focus on, understand, and then really want to emphasize glutathione. Longest question ever.
Yes, that's okay. So it's not an easy question, but I have a path of journey that I came through here, right? So being in organic chemistry, of course, the path of success was either I do chemical engineering or go into more towards pharmacy. And I chose pharmacy. Again, I had my family, friends are pharmacists. I have some mentors that guided me through the process, and hey, this might be a better field for you because you can use the knowledge that you gain, not just to use the chemicals correctly, but also to develop products that can help the future generation. So that was the thing that came out of this whole journey as to how I went from organic chemistry to being a pharmacist, and eventually working and researching glutathione molecule and getting patents on not just stabilization of the chemical itself, but also delivering it through to your body undifferentiated or unadulterated form to your body.
So how many? So glutathione is an antioxidant.
Again, you asked a question about what it does, right?
Okay.
But you asked me what it is. What it is, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein produced by human body. But what it does, it quenches free radicals out of your body, all those free radicals that damages your body. That's how you age at a different pace. Everybody ages at a different pace because of the free radicals. Glutathione will quench all these free radicals and get rid of them out of your body, so you can always stay, hopefully, young and healthy.
I think most of us would prefer to do that for as long as we can.
Yes.
I'm sure there's some people out there that are sick of it and they want to be old as fast as possible. But anyway, so it's the most abundant protein in our bodies. And does my body always produce the same amount?
It starts up with the highest amount when you're young. But as the time goes, you know, it requires 3 amino acids to produce glutathione. It requires 2 enzymes and a sequence that it takes to produce the one molecule of glutathione. And any deficiency in either one of the enzymes or the amino acids can reduce the production levels down over time. And, you know, it's so funny, right? I have 3 kids, and when my first kid was born, he was fed all organic fruits and vegetables. We cooked all the meals at home. Healthy as a horse, chubby little kid, right? By the time my third kid, she was eating, let me put it this way, not the same food I fed my first child. And so our nourishment changes over time. Our needs changes over time. And so our amount that our body produces also changes over time. And it's never increasing. It's always decreasing, right? So our body does the best it does at a very young age. And then from there is a gradual decline, some of the steep decline, but it's a decline regardless.
And I imagine that also there's environmental factors, or are there environmental factors that can cause my body to slow or even stop the production of it?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Right before this call, we're talking about this modern day society and how we are plugged in with every single thing in this life now. We have been exposed to sun only for eons since the birth of mankind. But lately we have been exposed to a lot of pollutions and toxic chemicals in the environment. The foods we eat, the coffee we drink, the water we drink, everything that we do today has some sort of chemicals mixture that is affecting your body. And what it's really doing is creating this oxidative stress. More than just the amount of pollution, it's also our own stressors in our life has increased more than anything ever before that we have seen. And there are so many unknown factors that are not even studied yet. For example, all the Wi-Fi signals. Yes, we are hooked on this network anywhere we go in the world. We don't even know how it's going to affect our oxidative stress in the body. I know there's some researchers in California working on it right now and look at all this effect on our human body. But we are just trying to figure out how much body is been exposed to. And once we know that part, we are hoping that we have solutions to neutralize it. And so environmental factors are huge. Thanks for asking the question.
Yeah, I really have to imagine that, spoiler alert, that Wi-Fi flowing through our bodies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is probably not going to be optimal for my overall health. But we'll just have to wait and see how the science pans out in that deal. So free radicals. I first learned about free radicals. I smoked from age 16 to 26. And I read about how when you're smoking, it's creating free radicals in your body, and just doing bad things to your body creates free radicals. And I'm sure that's not the most technical way that I could describe it, but if you would tell us about sort of the danger of free radicals, and if we don't do anything about it, what could happen?
So to me, I always look at free radicals as something that is electronically charged molecules in our body. And to give a visual effect of what it does, imagine a steel rod. You put some water on it. Water is a charged molecule, and the steel rod will start rusting, and the rust will never stop as long as they have water exposure to it. And of water, the oxygen, the water molecule is a charged molecule for the steel. Now imagine that same type of molecule inside a body is constantly rusting, so to speak, from inside. It's not actually rusting the body, but it is chemically altering the body from inside. Now, a little bit of oxidative stress is good for you because a little stress makes your body more resilient. So a little stress is always not such a bad idea, but chronic stress and overproduction of this free radicals without having a proper mechanism of neutralizing it is absolutely the biggest concern we have today. So we see physically, we see age spots, right, on our skins as we start aging up at 40 or 50, you start seeing all these age spots coming on your skin. And we kind of think, oh, it's just age spots. But what is age spots? Is that the rust that we just talked about right now? Is that part of that oxidative stress that causing that age spots on our skin? Is there a way to neutralize those things? And if you do neutralize this, does this go away? It's a very good thing to find out. If you have enough glutathione levels, I mean, you will be physically seeing those age spots kind of diminishing over time. And that's kind of telling you that, hey, if things can happen on the surface of the skin, how many age spots you have on your organs, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your spleen, and everything else inside.
What a fascinating way to think about it. And that's a great, I suppose that's an analogy, maybe a metaphor. I always get confused between those two things. That's beyond our scope of conversation today. So how do I get more glutathione?
Oh boy. So there's multiple ways of doing things. The best way and by far the most important way is to make sure that your diet includes everything that is there to help not just increase the glutathione levels, but the decrease the use of glutathione. Because keep in mind, your glutathione detoxifies your body and detoxifies the free radicals. It detoxifies all the chemicals. If it can reduce the chemical exposure to your body, the need for glutathione reduces. So whatever you produce is an extra. So you bank it and you use it whenever you need to. So that's the number one thing. In my book, The Glutathione Revolution, I have a 14-day plan to boost your glutathione level. But to me, that is not a 14-day plan. It's a good marketing gig to give you a 14-day plan. But to me, that has been my 25-year plan as of right now. I follow the diet every single day for the last 25 plus years. So it hasn't changed yet. And so it's a way of life, not just a boost in life at this point. So that's the number one thing. Number two thing is that if your body cannot produce enough glutathione, then you may have to supplement that. And then you have a lot of choices in supplementation, but choosing the right supplementation was always been a critical factor, because we have known for glutathione for over 100 years, but it wasn't until a couple of years ago that we just launched the first product that actually raises your serum glutathione levels in your blood cells for the first time. And even though the patents we received were a long time ago and we had discovered this molecule 13, 14 years ago, it wasn't until 2 years late, 2 years ago that we released the products, because I had to make sure the science was sound before I did that.
Fascinating that you've had the patents for this for a long time, but not necessarily. Is it just because you can't just take a pill and then you swallow it and automatically it's going to work great? So it's a matter of figuring out the right delivery mechanism and how it actually absorbs into our body?
It's way more than that, right? Delivery is first, absorption is next, dosage is third. How much can I give you? What kind of effects am I going to see? How long is it going to take, the duration of the time? How frequently we should give you this medication? I mean, there's so much things that goes inside this one thing, that it takes years of time. And especially if you're self-funded and you have no agencies helping you or nobody's trying to help you with this thing, it becomes even more difficult to get this work done in a timely manner. I had the blessings of so many doctors all over the United States and the world that came to my rescue to help me, that believed in me, that what I was doing was sound, and said that, hey, we will help you get this data. And so we will be working with you, with our patients. And that's how we get all the data for the last, for the first 11 years.
Amazing. Just evidence that that you're doing good and important work.
Well, yes. And it's a trust that we have developed over the last 25 years. The physicians that I'm working with, I have worked with them for long periods of time. And, you know, in medicine, you only get one or two chances to really mess it up before that you lose trust in anybody. And in medicine, it's so hard because there's a lot of guesswork in there, right? You're trying to figure out what's happening inside when you cannot look at what's going inside your body, right? We have all these cameras and all these x-rays and every single thing, but we really cannot see what's happening inside the body. And so working with physicians, working with healthcare team members is critical, trying to evaluate, because no one person can see everything. There's no way. And so team is very critical for me to make sure that we all work together and there's a trust developed within these team members that you cannot betray the trust. You cannot say, hey, this product is great, and you start selling them, making some money, and then you later find out that, he was just smoking something over there. It was not the right thing to do. It's very critical to have the trust.
That makes sense. Do you have you mentioned that it's a lifestyle and you want to be incorporating these. I appreciate 14 days. That's great. But as you mentioned, it's more of a lifestyle decision moving forward. Do you have a favorite food that provides the most bang for the buck from a glutathione standpoint?
Well, my daily things, and I can show you my fridge right now. I have an avocado in my fridge right now. I pretty much eat this almost every day. I'm pretty sure that if I eat it every single day, I'll probably get allergic to it one day, because your body tends to get allergic to foods that you eat every single day. And So I eat in moderation, of course, but then I always, I mix with some raw nuts and I just turned vegetarian about 6-7 years ago. I try to be vegetarian almost 99% of the time. There's 1% chance that I may have not find the food that I want to eat. And if I can't go hungry for more than a day, then I'm going to eat something. But there are a lot of meat sources that have the glutathione as well. That's not my favorite, of course, because you get a lot more other proteins as well that your body somehow has to digest them or break it down into various amino acids to be used up in your body. And it's not done very efficiently all the time. Whey protein is another way of increasing glutathione levels. So if I don't have access to good food, I'll probably drink a shake. I'll make sure there's whey proteins inside. The whey isolates have cysteine, is one of the amino acids that is not abundantly found in food. So having cysteine alone in the diet will help increase glutathione levels with the help of glutamine and glycine. So those are the three amino acids. So cysteine is the one that is the least in the food sources. So yeah, between those two, three things, I have plenty. One nut that you can take it every day will help you the most is Brazil nuts. But with Brazil nuts, you cannot eat more than 4 per day. That is very critical, because Brazil nuts can be toxic to your body if you eat too much, because there's a lot of selenium inside. But everything in moderation is great. So I always recommend, if you want to eat Brazil nuts, please enjoy yourself, but do not eat more than 4. 4 gives you all the benefits you need. Anything more than 4, you just excess calories.
Fascinating. So you just said that if I eat something every day, I might get allergic to it. And I got terrified. Could I get allergic to coffee, doctor?
Oh, my goodness. You can. That's a sad part, right? It's a sad part. But more than allergic to coffee, your body gets used to the stimulation every single day. And so anything that the body gets used to it, that it has to have it, to me, that is a no-no. And so I always try to see what am I getting used to? Is it a good habit or not? And drinking a cup of coffee a day is not a bad thing at all, because there's a lot of xanthines in there that are good for you. So I'm not as opposed to coffee at all, but I'm just opposed to having a habit that I have to have it every single day.
Fair enough. that's a conversation for another day, Doctor.
Yes.
The people are ready for that difference-making tip, even though you've given us a lot. What do you have for them?
I tell this to everybody. It's easier to prevent diseases than to treat them. It's really hard to prevent something because you don't see the benefits today. But at the same time, on the other end, I see a lot of bad things that happens to everybody when you try to treat something when there's no treatments available. Glutathione is absolutely the must for preventions of all sorts of issues because of what it does on detoxifying your body and keeping your body clean. So to me, it's prevention is the most important thing that you can do, even though you don't see the benefits until the day you die. They say, you know what? I died while I was jogging at the age of 99. I think I had a good life.
It's a good run. Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on. There's no doubt about it. It is easier to prevent disease than it is to treat them. So I appreciate that very much. Well, Dr. Nayan, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get a copy of The Glutathione Revolution?
The copy of the book is available at all your favorite bookstores. They have print copies, electronic copies. Audible is available as well for the same book. You can go to my website. It's aurowellness.com. It's A-U-R-O wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S.com. I try to write a blog article at least once a week to educate everybody. Right now, I'm writing a blog article for summer, how to keep your summer travels safe and things like that. So I'm always trying to give some tips to stay healthy. But yeah, you can pick up a copy of the book over there as well if nobody else had it in stock at that time. So yeah.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Dr. Patel your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up a copy of The Glutathione Revolution and figure out how to incorporate this important master antioxidant into your life and how to increase it. Go to aurowellness.com. It's A-U-R-O wellness.com and check out the great resources, read the blog, and start getting in front of our aging and everything else. Thanks again, Dr. Patel.
No, thank you. I'm glad I was here today.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.